So if you've followed me for any length of time, you'll know that one of my favourite projects that I work on is Wiltshire Farm Foods. And that's for a number of reasons, partly because it's an ongoing project that we've worked with them for a long length of time, so it's always fun to be developing that site over a long period of time. Secondly, it's because it's an e-commerce site, and e-commerce sites are always great because there's such a tangible way of measuring your successes or failures. But the third element is the fact that it's an elderly audience, and that creates some unique challenges that are really different. Anyway, the client that we work with, Talia, is giving a presentation about designing for the elderly, and we were talking through yesterday some of the issues that surround that. And we got onto the subject. We did the obvious ones of vision and motor skill problems and stuff like that, but we also got into the subject of confidence and about how elderly people tend to lack confidence using the web. They're actually quite capable. They're probably as capable as anybody else, but because they didn't grow up with the internet and the web, they lack that self-confidence in using it. And to be honest, I don't think that's an issue that's just related to elderly people. I think a lot of people lack confidence when using your website. So how do you instill confidence in people to let them know that they're doing things right, to make them confident enough to keep going with your website, even when things don't necessarily seem particularly obvious? How do you make them more obvious, I guess? How do you give them more confidence? I'm waffling now. Well, some of the ways that we came up with when we were talking about this and how Talia was going to present this in the presentation were, first of all, the idea of positive feedback. We're very good at throwing up error messages, aren't we, when things go wrong, but we also need to give positive feedback when things go right. So in the example of Wiltshire Farm Foods, when you add something to the shopping basket, you're told in numerous ways that it's been added. Equally, you could have a form where when you fill in the field correctly, it doesn't just let you move on and not throw an error, but it actually gives you a little tick and says, yes, you've done that correct. Positive feedback and positive reinforcements gives people confidence. Also, clear and simple messaging, I think, is a really important element to make people feel confident they're doing the right thing. Too often, those little bits of micro copy, those tiny pieces of instructional text, are written by developers. And although I love developers deeply, they don't write the best copy. Unsurprisingly, really, it's not their job. So clear and simple messaging is incredibly important. And jargon comes into that as well, the amount of sites that are riddled with jargon. And when you don't know what a piece of jargon means, it can knock your confidence and make you wonder whether you really know what you're doing on a site. One example of that with Wiltshire Farm Foods was the little security notice that most e-commerce sites put at the bottom, that they, signed by VeriSign. What the hell does that actually mean? I don't think really that gives anybody any confidence about the security of your website. We did some multivariate testing on different combinations, and a simple padlock with a message about how everything is secure was far more effective. In fact, it created a 6% increase in sales. So that can give confidence as well, removing that jargon and using plain English. Really simple things like making links look like links and buttons look like buttons give users confidence and avoids confusion. Also, providing offline support, having that fallback of knowing if everything else goes wrong, I can always pick up the phone and talk to the people. I think that makes a huge difference in boosting confidence. And also simplifying your website, removing those distractions, removing too many options, helping people to focus on what they're doing, I think is hugely beneficial. Trouble is, with too many options, even if they understand what those different options are, they're always wondering whether they've made the right selection, and that knocks confidence. Confidence is such an important element of any website, and I would encourage you to take the time to look at your site and ask, are you doing everything that's possible to give your users confidence as they navigate around your site?